Myanmar's government is interfering with Christian aid groups in the Delta. Indian missionaries commit to expand outreach, and a new Mission Central helps a ministry grow. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The humanitarian crisis in Myanmar's Delta region is not improving. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein called from the region.
They're still cutting off supply of aid coming in, and people are really hurting still down the Delta.
They means the junta government, who are also clamping down on Christians.
They're trying to run foreign Christian organizations out of the country because the foreign Christian organizations are doing the work down in the Delta, are getting some supplies through, and they don't like that. They want to take credit for everything that happens. We've heard they're clamping down on the churches. Even in Yangon, they closed about 50 churches a couple weeks ago. They are trying to run out Christian organizations as well.
A ministry partner has gone underground, but they're still active.
The government has temporarily put some of these children in Buddhist monasteries, and they're telling the Christian kids they have to renounce their faith in Jesus Christ and become Buddhist.
Vision Beyond Borders needs money to build orphanages for 6,000 kids.
They've had great success giving out supplies and that, and then every night they're having gospel meetings, and a lot of Buddhists are coming to Christ.
Next, Christians are suffering increasing amounts of persecution across India. Some suggest every other day a Christian is brutally attacked by a Hindu extremist. However, this violence isn't stopping the evangelical church from expanding their work. President of Serve India Ministries, Ebenezer Samuel, says they currently support 400 pastors. These pastors and their congregations have a new vision to reach the lost.
The vision of reaching out to 100,000 villages through 20,000 native workers the next 15 years.
Samuel's hoping to double the number of pastors this year.
Right now, we have at least 100 pastors that are part of a ministry that have no support, and we're also setting up many more mission fields. And so in the next 2 months, you're going to be having at least 200 more pastors that are going to need support.
Your $35 a month can support a pastor. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thinking about missions work after college? Christy Chapel with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship encourages students to attend Urbana 09.
The goal really is to just present each generation of students with the biblical basis for mission, and then also to invite participants into missions and ask them to really consider what God is calling them to personally.
This December, the 5-day conference in St. Louis will help young people learn about missions work.
Urbana has been a turning point for many people who have gone into missions.
Urbana is for anyone over the age of 17. Believers could pray that through Urbana, God would equip students for mission work.
You can pray for the program, but also pray that God will call the right people.
Additional prayer is needed for conference planning. 2,000 volunteers are needed for Urbana 09 scheduling and operation. To volunteer or register, you can find a link at our website. And Every Child Ministries is excited to have their new international headquarters up and running. Lorella Rouster says,
this is the place where we manage everything, and it's also a place where volunteers do a lot of projects on behalf of the ministry that allow it to function and that make it all possible.
The new building called Mission Central has 4 times the space of the old facility and has allowed for projects that were put on hold to be reinstated. Most importantly, the facility has provided the means to reach more children with Christ's love.
The ultimate result is that we will be able to more effectively and in a bigger, wider way reach more children for Christ, and we're seeing the effects of that already.
Pray for enough volunteers to help expand the outreach and for funds to turn the old building into a training facility. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free music, downloads, and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Voice and Hands logo at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.